Hi, I'm Brian Kilmeade. You can hear me weekdays, 9 a.m. till noon on Finger Lakes News Radio. FLX Morning continues now.
And welcome back to FLX Morning. It is 8:36, and we're joined by a whole crew from Finger Lakes Health in studio today. Our designated hitter for Laura Turbide today is Kim Alacqua, who is the Director of Marketing and Digital Strategy. Kim, good morning. How are you today?
Morning, Paul. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. And Kim, you're going to introduce us to our guests. It's the month of October, so that might be a little hint as to what direction we're going to go in today.
Yes, we're going to talk about Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I'm very honored to introduce Dr. Kristen Baltazar Ford. She's a board-certified general surgeon, and she specializes in breast surgery. And we also have Jan Rumsmoke, who is the radiology supervisor at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital in Penn Yan, and they're going to talk to you about breast cancer awareness.
All right. Well, it is certainly the time, October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And Jan, I'll start with you. Obviously, the first and foremost thing in dealing with breast cancer, two words, early detection.
Absolutely, Paul. We dedicate this month of October to women and even men for breast cancer awareness. Mostly women get the screenings. We recommend you start at age 40 and you have a screening once a year. This will help to detect the cancer when it's at the minimal stage so we can send them to the surgeon and have that removed with little to no long-term issues. It's very treatable these days. The 3D mammography that we provide helps to find these detections at the earliest stage. We can find things at the size of a piece of rice.
Wow. That is pretty amazing. And I want to point out, and you alluded to it here, is that if you're looking for a mammogram, Finger Lakes Health has a mammography screening program at Geneva General that is 24/7, 365, except for holidays, of course.
Yes. Well, it's not 24 hours a day, but yes.
Well, you get the idea. It's open most days, Monday through Friday, so it's accessible pretty much year-round. You don't have to wait for a mobile unit to come into the area or anything. You can schedule at any time.
Absolutely. So. All of our technologists are certified in breast care. We've pretty much all been doing mammography for many, many years. I think collaboratively, I've been doing it for 33 years. My co-partner, 15, up at Geneva, those girls have been doing it for over 30 and 20 years. So together, we've almost have 70 years of experience. We're dedicated to these women. We provide mammography Monday through Friday at Geneva or Soldiers and Sailors, whatever is more convenient for you. We have a lot of appointments. It's not hard to get into. We also have walk-in days. I believe it's the second Monday at Geneva and the third Wednesday at Soldiers. If you are a person that can commit to a certain day or time, you can just walk in, register, and we will provide you with those services.
We're talking about breast cancer screening, surgery, radiology treatment, things of that nature here with our friends from Finger Lakes Health on FLX Morning. So, Kristen, let's bring you into the conversation. Obviously, if you get a screening and nothing shows up, okay, come back, check the following year. Something does show up, though, in the screening, Kristen. This is, I think, probably where your element comes into the equation. What are the next steps from there?
So often when you find something on screening, more additional testing is needed. So the radiology department will schedule additional mammography views, ultrasound, and then eventually a biopsy. And then really patients come to see me after they've had their biopsy, and that biopsy either shows a breast cancer or it shows something else concerning that warrants consultation with a surgeon. So I often don't meet the patients until they already have their diagnosis, but every once in a while it goes the other way around. So
right.
And then from there, I spend an extensive amount of time at each initial visit, usually up to an hour, discussing options for treatment. You know, breast cancer is a multidisciplinary approach to treatment. So I work very closely with the medical oncologists and the radiation oncologists in coming up with an individualized treatment plan for each patient. No two breast cancers are the same, and no two breast cancers are treated the exact same way.
And we've come a long way from the, oh, well, we've detected breast cancer, total mastectomy. That used to be the old school mentality. Not so much anymore.
Correct, correct. So more and more women are eligible for what we call breast conservation therapy, which is also called a lumpectomy or partial mastectomy, where the tumor is removed but the breast is left intact. And from a cosmetic standpoint, that option is very appealing to most women, particularly younger women. We as a group of breast surgeons and oncologists and radiation oncologists are getting away from aggressive surgery in the armpit. When breast cancer spreads, the first place that it spreads to the lymph nodes in the armpit. And prior to 20 years ago, everyone had their lymph nodes removed in their armpit when they were diagnosed with breast cancer, and there was a significant risk of lymphedema or chronic swelling of the arm and chest wall. And so we're moving away from aggressive axillary surgery. Even over the last 10 years since I've been practicing, aggressive axillary surgery has decreased significantly. So that means that patients do better in the long run from a quality of life standpoint.
Now, is there radiation therapy that is involved with treating breast cancer?
So yes, according to the NCCN guidelines, in order for lumpectomy or breast conservation therapy to be considered equal in terms of long-term outcome to a mastectomy, it's always accompanied by radiation therapy. And you know, obviously there's nuances in that depending on the patient's age and other medical problems, but most women who are undergoing a lumpectomy are recommended to undergo radiation therapy as well.
And I think one of the big takeaways from the statement you just made, Kristen, is no two breast cancer cases are exactly alike.
Correct, correct. And I think particularly in our institution, we strive to really individualize that care and take into account not only the cancer, but what is important to that patient in terms of their lifestyle, in terms of their risks of complications, in terms of other medical problems that they might have. And I pride myself on taking that into account when counseling my breast cancer patients.
And that's definitely an important component of this, because not only is there the clinical side of things, but there's also the mental health, emotional side of things, because for women especially, this can be devastating.
Absolutely. And I think more and more we as a medical community are recognizing both the immediate and short-term effects as well as the long-term effects. You know, a breast cancer diagnosis, while we can cure it, that stays with that person for the rest of their lives. And, you know, there's definitely an anxiety component every time they have to go for a mammogram. And as much as we have made technological advances from both a surgical and oncology standpoint, there are still long-term effects of breast cancer treatment, whether it's related to surgery or chemotherapy or radiation. None of those are benign things.
Now, is there anything that is a warning sign that someone may be developing breast cancer that might trigger them in their head to say, you know what, if I haven't had a screening or even if I've had one in the past year, I should probably go again and get another one?
So unfortunately, there are not big red flag warning signs, particularly with early stage breast cancer. You know, everyone knows that if you find a lump in your breast, you have to have it evaluated. But as we discussed, as Jan said, we're finding cancers that are the size of a grain of rice. And so the patient's not going to feel that. And breast cancer typically doesn't hurt. It doesn't cause pain. It doesn't cause fatigue or other symptoms. And so that's why screening is so vitally important.
And the idea that you can find a cancer mass as big as a piece of rice means that you're getting it, I would think, tremendously early in its development before it has a chance to, metastasize?
Correct.
And grow and expand.
Correct. Yes. And again, that's, we all push for screening. So
absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, so the screening once a year, and it's not the most comfortable process. My wife goes through it every year because she's of the age now, but it's it's a necessity,
right?
Really,
I always remind my patients, you know, for the 3 to 5 minutes it's going to take me to do a mammogram, it's going to be a lot less painful than having breast cancer and going through the treatments. You know, obviously if we find it very small, Dr. Baltazar could, you know, do the lumpectomy and they could, you know, recover quickly. But for those who don't get yearly screenings and it becomes a larger issue, then that's where you're running into issues where it could metastasize through other areas of the body.
Now, if even a small, let's use the grain of rice as an example, if a mass the size of a grain of rice is found, is it always the go-to that a lumpectomy is probably going to be the first line of defense for getting rid of it? Or are there other alternatives, chemo, things of that nature, that might be able to take out that mass without a surgical procedure?
So currently, no. Surgery is the mainstay of treatment for early-stage breast cancer, as well as some later-stage breast cancers. So, you know, again, we use adjunctive therapy with radiation and chemo and endocrine therapy, which are pills that are designed to block the effects of estrogen and progesterone on the breast tissue. But currently, and for the foreseeable future, surgery is the standard of care for even early-stage breast cancer.
And what we've been talking about here are generally best-case scenarios. There are... unfortunately, the opposite side of the equation, worst case scenario, where a mastectomy, either partial or total, is required.
Correct. You know, again, all of this is a very individualized process and thorough discussions held with the patient about risks and benefits of all of the treatment options. And, you know, we've made some tremendous advances over the past 10 years with the treatment of metastatic breast cancer, which used to be a death sentence. And with the advent of some of our new chemotherapy drugs, and we're now using immunotherapy drugs to treat metastatic breast cancer, patients are living longer and longer and longer with an excellent quality of life. So we've come a long way. And I suspect we're going to be having a very different conversation 10 years from now.
And it'll be nice to have that conversation.
Yes.
Absolutely. But now the care as well doesn't stop after a lumpectomy or a mastectomy, whatever procedure needs to be done. Obviously, the care continues after that.
Correct. So my policy is to follow my breast cancer patients for life. And so I see them, you know, frequently after their initial treatment and then annually forever. So I have patients now that I've inherited from surgeons that were here before me that have retired that are 25 years out from their diagnosis, and they still come and see me every year. So I love that part of the care, the continuity, and getting to see how their life pans out.
And with the improvements and medicine and technology, the fact that somebody can come in 25 years on and be, hey, I've been good for 25 years, that's got to be a great feeling.
It is. It's a wonderful feeling.
Now, if people want to find out more about screening at Geneva General or at Soldiers and Sailors, where should they reach out so they could do things like schedule appointments, find out hours? Like, as you mentioned, there are the times, the walk-ins, which are sometimes more convenient for people's schedules.
Right. They can either call the Women's Center at Geneva, or they can call the Radiology Department at Soldiers and Sailors. We'll be happy to guide them to central scheduling to make their appointment. They can come into the walk-ins that I mentioned. That's the second Monday of every month or the third Wednesday of every month at Soldiers. There is a direct phone number to scheduling. Let's see if I can remember. It's 315-758-4555, and that will get you right to scheduling, and they will be able to get you in within a day or two.
And again, the bottom line of this whole conversation is the two words, early detection.
Correct.
So don't mess around with this. If you know someone that hasn't had a mammogram in a while, give them a little elbow. Get them in there and get them checked out, especially with October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We can't stress that information enough. So, Kristen, Jen, Kim, thank you so much for joining us here this morning. And one other thing from Kim, yes?
And on our website at flhealth.org, we have an events calendar that lists all the walk-in mammograms for Geneva and for Soldiers. And also on our website, there's a mammography page and a women's health services page, so all the information can be found there as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. Ladies, thank you so much for sharing this morning. Much appreciated.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
It is 8:50 on FLX Morning.